Brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Hey, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 Community Talk Radio for the North State. Good morning. Wow. See you June the 26th. It's 7:05 in the morning. Phone lines here at 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR 1460. And I'm joined here again today by Savannah. Good morning, Savannah.
Good morning, Carl.
So how are you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful. I enjoyed all the rainy days that we've had, and I'm going to enjoy today, I think.
Okay, what's the weather going to be?
Well, right now it is currently 65 degrees, but tonight it looks like there's going to be isolated showers, and it's going to get to a high of near 82. And it looks like tomorrow is going to be about 97 degrees, so it's going to be sunny and hot. So it looks like the weather's going to get really nice. And just would like to tell you that weather is brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
That's right, Anselmo Vineyards. Tomorrow night will be, of course, pizza night out there. You always need reservations, 474-5546. Great dinners, great ambiance out there, sitting out there on their new patio. They have a new patio, and they have a new fence around the chapel. You might want to take a look at that. 474-5546. Okay, let's go to our friends over at Wells Fargo for our market minute. Josh Wiley. Good morning, Josh.
Hey, good morning. Well, the markets are positive this morning. Currently, the Dow's up 122 points at 14,883, while the NASDAQ's up 27 at 3,375, and the S&P 500's up 13 at 1,601. Oil is down 23 cents at $95.09 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.56%. Gold's down $41.50 this morning at $1,231, while silver's down 65 cents at $18.90 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, Verizon's up a dime at $50.54, Home Depot's up 73 cents at $74.85, and McDonald's is up 94 cents at $98.43. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thank you very much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 710, 810, and 905 right here on KCNR. Give them a call at 530-243-7561. Wall Street is volatile, as you know, as you've been following it over here the past year or 2 years, but especially now. So give somebody a call that knows what they're doing down there. The Wells Fargo Advisors. 530-243-7561. Okay, today, Savannah, we're going to have Order of the Purple Heart's going to be on here for a few minutes. Then we're going to be talking to a gent by the name of Chuck Kinney, a Vietnam veteran who went back to Vietnam, kind of closing the loop there. And then, City Councilman Patrick Jones and Gary Cadd are going to join us at 8 o'clock and talk about their opposition to the Turtle Bay land swap, which should be interesting. Right now they're in the minority for this. Let's find out why they think that this isn't a good idea. But we'll find all of this out after we come back after this break. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460. This is your community talk radio station.
Outside the wire, the fringe, the conspiracies. The possibilities. Stories you won't hear in the regular media. UFOs, Bigfoot, Lemurians, Planet X, geoengineering, things that are outside the mainstream and outside the wire. You never know what we'll talk about next. Find out Friday when Carl Bott goes outside the wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
An insurance adjuster called me. "Don, we have a car that was in a front-end collision and repaired. Three times now, a steering bushing has failed. No one can fix the problem. We will have to buy the car if you can't fix it." The bushing in question was made of rubber. It was stretched out of alignment about 1/2 inch, causing it to wear extremely fast. We have three different laser beam systems for collision repair. I selected the one I call our detective laser. The laser beam led me to an area that was 1/2 inch too short, but there was no evidence of damage. I suspected someone had hidden the damage by covering it with thick undercoating. With a pocket knife, I peeled the undercoating away and discovered a deep buckle. As I stretched the vehicle's frame on our Megaliner frame machine, the largest and most powerful machine in Northern California, I could see the bushing relax and the buckle disappear. I knew there would be no further problems. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindabot. Good morning. It's going to be, I think, rainy today, off and on, and then clearing tomorrow. And it's going to be hot this week. And we'll go from 50 degrees to 101 degrees here in like the space of 2 days. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. And that's good for him because you got little spots in your windshield. It's cold, it's cold, it's cold, it's hot. Crack. Hey, Jeff at Crackmaster can fix anything from a small chip to cracks over 24 inches in length. He's located at 3208 South Market Street, right there in Reading, or 3208 Market Street in Reading, and or give him a call at 241-8373. He guarantees his work, which is kind of unusual in today's society, but he does. All right, the gunny, Bill Phelan's here today. Is a representative of our veterans community, but the Military Order of the Purple Heart. And you all have been nominated for a prestigious award here for a nonprofit.
We have indeed, Colonel. And thank you once again for giving me the opportunity to spread the news about our organization and what we do for the veterans community. But we are nominated or have been nominated as, for the nonprofit of the year. Wednesday the 28th at 5 o'clock in the evening, we'll be out at the McConnell Foundation to see the final results. I don't know who we're competing against, and I don't know what our chances are.
Who else
are.
Has been nominated, you know?
I haven't the foggiest notion. I really don't. I'm just thrilled that we got a little recognition for what we
do. Well, you
do.
All do a lot. I mean, you've bought vans for the veterans. You've done so many things for our community, scholarships and everything. You're probably, I don't know who you're going up against, but if it's probably some of the big three, whoever they are, it may be tough. But you all have done so much and need to be recognized.
Well, thank you for that. But, you know, there are an awful lot of very deserving charitable, nonprofit charitable organizations in this county. And just to be considered in that group is an honor. And we're looking forward to it. We're cautiously optimistic.
Cautiously. Okay. Oh, great. Okay, so that's going to be the 28th.
Yes,
sir. At the McConnell Foundation. Y'all, is there anything anybody can do? To, like,
not know, that I'm aware
take
of.
Any I, of the, I, who's I voting on this?
I'm not really sure. I think the McConnell Foundation has their board, and I don't know who will sit on that board. But I'm sure that we'll get a fair look.
I know a couple of them. I could steal their dogs. And we could, you vote the right way, you get your dog back. Okay, I'm just kidding, okay? Just kidding.
Yeah, please, you know the military gets accused of enough anyway.
Yeah, I know. It's just another dog-stealing atrocity up here. Okay. Well, good luck in this, and I'm glad that you all got nominated.
Colonel, thank you once again, and we really appreciate what you do, and we'll let your listeners know how we make out, win, lose, or draw. And again, thank you very much for the opportunity.
Okay. Well, it's good to start off with something happy, because now I'm going to get into things that are maybe not quite as happy.
Semper Fi.
Let's talk about, I've got so many things here. Hey, how about let's start with the Voting Rights Act. Changed by the Supreme Court. The piece that says all or parts of 15 states with a history of discrimination must have Washington approval before they change their election process. Well, some people say you just gutted the Voting Acts bill. No, not really. Because there's, you know, the fact is as the majority on the Supreme Court says, the law's provisions do not take into account changes in the last 40 years. Changes that have happened, changes in racial progress and other changes. Like as an example, the legislature of Alabama, if you look at it, is 27% of the legislature is black, which is, you know, account is about the same as the state. As, you know, as one of, you know, and so things have changed. What I don't understand is when people say, or, you know, there's like some people are so happy to change our laws and the way we do things in society by saying, hey, the U.S. has changed. We need to change. That Constitution's a living document. Those people were back in the 1700s. What could they possibly know? Well, now time has passed, so things will change. The way they, if you want something else added into it, then Congress can do that. Because that's what it's supposed to be. Because Congress is our elected representatives, and Congress is the one that should make a lot of these laws in the Senate and our House of Representatives. And yet, let's move to our second topic here. Obama is taking on global warming because, as he says, if you don't believe the statistics and everything they say about global warming, then you should belong to the Flatlander Society. It couldn't be is that other scientists have other outlooks on global warming. And if even if that's the case and Obama wants these changes and he takes it to the House of Representatives and he takes it to the Senate to make sweeping changes, if any. And what's he done instead? Environmental Protection Agency. He's going to tell them to put new regulations out that are going to be sweeping regulations on carbon emissions in energy producing plants. So let's just get right down to it. You remember what he said before the first election? You want to have a coal-fired industry, and you're going to pay for it. And that's what he's doing. He's going after the coal fields. He's going after anything that's using coal, which is sad because if they could find a way to make coal burn a little bit cleaner, we have an almost inexhaustible supply of that. Could take the place of oil. But no, instead they're going to put thousands of people out of jobs through an agency, not through elected representatives. You say, wait a minute, the EPA has a long list of being sued by people for the things it's done and they've been wrong. But now the president says, I want them to put all of these, I want to put all these emission controls and on it. Now, even the people that have backed him in the past have said, wait a minute. This is too much. But Obama doesn't care because why? President Obama is leaving after this tour. He's leaving. He could care less. It's kind of like somebody that drops a lot of bombs on an area. Eh, I'm leaving. I don't care. You rest of you guys go in and clean up afterwards. The only thing good about it is hopefully is the next person gets caught in this. It's a Democrat that thinks that way in the next election. We got to take a break here. There's a lot of things I want to talk about. Obama and Hillary's popularity is dropping. How about news media bias? How about the abortion bill in Texas? And, what's happening in the, right now in Congress on the different legislation that's moving through. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebot, KCNR, 1460.
Ah, summer. Sunshine, kids home all day, company visiting. Ugh, cobwebs, dirty carpets, and those windows. Now's the time to give Service Master of the North Valley a call. Whether it's one room or the whole house, at Service Master, we clean carpets and upholstery, tile and grout, and strip and wax vinyl floors. From kitchen to bathrooms, call Service Master to keep up with your summer cleaning needs. Get rid of the dust, the dirt, the cobwebs, and even see through those windows again. Hey, it's summer, and the sun is shining. Call Service Master of the North Valley for a free estimate. 722-1101. That's 722-1101.
After the loss of a loved one, there's so much to think about. Costs shouldn't be one of them. For the compassionate care that you need, and at about half the cost of a traditional funeral home, Blair's Cremation and Burial Service at 241-3400 will give you the peace of mind and compassionate care that you deserve at an affordable cost. Serving the North State with direct cremation service and complete funerals. Call 241-3400 or visit online at blairscremation.com. Blair's Cremation and Burial Service, 5530 Mountain View Drive, Reading.
This is Ted Leidy, Senior Instructor at NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. We are your experienced firearm safety and personal protection instruction company. Whether it's basic or advanced CCW, basic firearm safety training, or in-home private consultation, NorCal Firearms Instruction is your answer to NRA-certified, nationally credentialed training with measurable results. Contact NorCal Firearms Instruction today at 999-1822 or visit us online at norcalfi.com for a complete schedule of our summer classes. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
An insurance adjuster called me. Don, we have a car that was in a front-end collision and repaired. Three times now, a steering bushing has failed. No one can fix the problem. We will have to buy the car if you can't fix it. The bushing in question was made of rubber. It was stretched out of alignment about 1/2 inch, causing it to wear extremely fast. We have three different laser beam systems for collision repair. I selected the one I call our detective laser. The laser beam led me to an area that was 1/2 inch too short. But there was no evidence of damage. I suspected someone had hidden the damage by covering it with thick undercoating. With a pocket knife, I peeled the undercoating away and discovered a deep buckle. As I stretched the vehicle's frame on our Megaliner frame machine, the largest and most powerful machine in Northern California, I could see the bushing relax and the buckle disappear. I knew there would be no further problems. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Yeah, welcome back. Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. You know, the best thing about Tobacco and Brew is you can go in there. People treat you so great. Espresso Joe's, the coffee the way you want it. Even, you know, cold drinks. You can buy gourmet coffee beans by the pound there. Walk next door. They meet or beat any tobacco prices in town. Veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. Joe and Shelley have been supporting this community so well for over 30 years. Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Okay. Let's talk about, how about news media bias? They talked about others that it seems like we've gotten to the point where it's not even, where it's almost laughable at this point that people have been given Obama. President Obama has gotten a pass from the media, the mainstream media, in so many ways. I mean, when you think about it, let's talk about the NSA snooping. The NSA coming in and looking at millions of phone calls, records, going into emails, everything. Do you believe if Bush had done this and it had come out that he would have been given a pass like Obama's been given? My gosh, yo, they brought it up even when their own people got snagged in it. No, okay, they're over it now and they're going after something else. Can you believe how biased it is? And the fact is that, let's take another example. Today, the Supreme Court should issue a ruling on gay marriage. Nobody knows what it is. Nobody knows what they're going to make. It's not going to make both sides happy. They're going to try and give something to each side, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. They did under the news poll, they did a survey of all the stories. in the pro-gay stories, pro-gay marriage stories, by well over 80% more than those that opposed gay marriage throughout the industry, whether it's printed or on TV, whatever kind of media it was, over 80% in favor of it. This is not even close to having a fair type of discourse on the air, in print. So what you have is you have internets, people going through internets, you have people on independent stations that don't rely on the corporations that are there giving their opinion that they don't have to give a lockstep opinion that you get in these other places, in big media. I mean, you get to the point where the news anchors are sitting there and fawning, and that's the only word I can think of, fawning, over President Obama. And they don't ask, they ask him questions about, so what was your vacation like? When did one of them stick his finger in his face and say, explain to me why you can spend $100 million to go to sub-Saharan Africa and we have 1.5 million veterans cases backed up in log jam. Some for over, can you believe this? 10 years. Over 10 years. And you're taking a $100 million trip to sub-Saharan Africa? Why? Why don't you use that money to break that logjam? Why don't you use that money to take care of your veterans? Well, his disdain of veterans is well known in of the military, so I'm not going to get into that one. That is, you know, to me is well known, starting from the day he was elected the very first term. But we go on like this is that when you get biased like this, it doesn't give the people a, you know, a fair view of what's going on. So where do they find it? They're going to have to. They're going to, you know, if they have a computer and they choose to use it to research, but you have to research it. It should be in all areas. Here is a fair and unbiased review of what's going on. What is news? What is news reporting? Not editorializing. I editorialize. The news agency should be giving, this is the news. This is what happened. Car wreck on Route 50. Results of changing the Voters Act. Pro, con. What could happen is, or the ramification, how people feel is not in that. It should just report it. Let the editorials then tell you what it means. All right. Texas did something that was, I'm not even sure where this one's going to go to. Texas just passed a law banning abortions after 20 weeks and stating that all abortions must take place in surgical centers, which shuts down something like 37 of 42 abortion clinics in Texas. Now, I was reading yesterday that fetuses are at 22 weeks feel pain. So I'm thinking is that if this is, you know, and this is a documented fact, feeling pain can live outside the womb. Texas just passed a law about 20 weeks. After 20 weeks, abortion is denied. The other side is saying that they have thousands of women or hundreds of women that live along the border. And with this passing, that they will have no place to go to. They're going to have to drive hundreds of miles to get to a center where they can then have an abortion if that's what they choose, which is, you know, it's legal. It's legal to have, of course, to have an abortion. But now they have to travel for hundreds of miles just to get to a surgical center that has this. I can just imagine the amount of lawsuits that are going to happen with this one. Okay. Today we have, like I said, after on this one, we have Chuck Kinney who's coming in here. And he brought his wife. Chuck is a Vietnam veteran, and he went back to Vietnam, and he's gone back to Vietnam because he wanted to maybe close the circle. He wanted to take his wife with him, and closing the circle of his combat there. Many Vietnam veterans have done that. That have come back with sometimes it's post-traumatic stress, sometimes it's other things. they go back to Vietnam to release these emotions or to find, maybe find themselves. But we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk to Chuck Kinney, in the next half hour. Then after that, Patrick Jones and Gary Catt are going to be joining us. And we're going to be talking about Turtle Bay, the land, swap, the no land swap. What is the opposition to this? What about the positive parts of this? But it's all happening right after the news. Carl Lindebaugh, KCNR, 1460.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks are soaring for a second straight day despite a disappointing report on the U.S. economy. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow's up about 130 points. Meanwhile, shares of Hartford Financial are also jumping after the insurance company raised its stock buyback program to $1.3 billion. Hartford also boosted its quarterly dividend 50% to 15 cents a share. This as the company overhauls its operations to focus more on its property casualty, group benefits, and mutual fund operations. Hartford's also shedding its non-core businesses amid pressure from some shareholders. According to FactSet, Hartford's market value is about $13.3 billion. And RetailMeNot.com is heading north. The online digital coupon company is expanding into Canada and will have access to more than 6,000 retailers. CEO and founder Cotter Cunningham says the expansion is part of a long-term commitment to be a trusted source of savings for online consumers globally. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
I need a data backup solution for my business to replace my current tape backup device.
Do you want to spend a lot of money?
No.
Do you want to store and pay for replicated data?
No.
How about a solution that's difficult to install and use?
No.
Offshore automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
Barracuda Backup. End-to-end protection for physical and virtual servers, including data deduplication to significantly reduce storage requirements, and replicated cloud storage for assured recovery, and live humans to answer your calls. Try Barracuda Backup free. Go to barracuda.com/yes.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney with Shasta Gas Propane. Spring has arrived and we have made it through another winter's heating bills. We want to help you lower your high monthly costs by enrolling you in our easy payment program. Instead of making four high payments, you could spread those payments over 11 months, making it much easier on your budget. For safety, service, savings, and details of our easy payment program, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
Howdy, baseball fans. Nate Aberea here, your Reading Colt 45s broadcaster. Tune in to KCNR 1460 this Saturday as the 45s hit the road over the mountains to Humboldt County, where they'll be taking on their bitter rivals, the Humboldt Crabs, in a crucial Far West League matchup. Coverage begins Saturday night at 7 o'clock right here on KCNR 1460, the official broadcast partner of the Reading Colt 45s.
Throughout history, herbs have been used for healing the human condition. Since the days of Hippocrates, the father of modern medicine, who also was an herbal healer, plants have found their way into our homes and clinics around the world. Join me, Arundel Spindalelis, every Sunday from 1 to 2 on KCNR as we discover an alternative way to bring you back to a better you. Our focus at NorCal Herbal Studies is educating the public on the historical applications of plants and the impact on your health.
Healing through nature, every Sunday from 1 to 2 p.m.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It is 7:34 in the morning. Gosh, June 26th, we're almost out of this month. 65 degrees out there, a little off and on showers, but by Friday, 101 degrees. Come on. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Estate Granite. Mike Huber and his people over there, you talk about granite countertops for your kitchen, bathroom. How about a fire pit outside in your backyard or a barbecue with granite? All of it. All of it's done by Mike. Plus, he makes these beautiful, beautiful barbecues and smokers, that one of which is who he gave to us here at KCNR, is going to be donated to be raffled off this Saturday in the We the People Sovereign Minds dinner and fundraiser down at Wind River. That's great. Anyway, give Mike a call at 241-7866. That's 241-7866. You won't be sorry. My guests are Chuck and Judy Kinney. And though they own a company here in town that we work with, they're not here to talk about Shasta Gas Propane. They're here to talk about their life, but a specific part of their life. And Chuck is a veteran, Vietnam vet. And the story is about Chuck and his wife in Vietnam and how the whole circle, when it started and when it closed. And it's just closed recently. So welcome aboard here, Judy and Chuck.
Thanks, Carl.
Tell us a little bit about what started this. I mean, you're what started this journey.
Well, Judy and I were married in 1965, and then Uncle Sam came knocking on my door in 67 and offered me a free all-expense-paid tour to Southeast Asia. So I joined the Army in 67, and in 1970, I ended up in Vietnam flying helicopters for the 1st CAV. And that's the beginning of the story, because we were married years before I actually went in the Army. And while I was in Vietnam in 1970 and 71, my lovely wife wrote me 10-page letters every day, and sometimes two of them, and kept my feet on the ground here back in the world. And so this return trip to Vietnam was my offer of a reward for putting up with me for the last 43 years after Vietnam. Now, I'll let her explain whether or not that indeed was a reward.
You know, Judy, frankly, Vietnam, I don't know. Vietnam, the capitals of Europe, perhaps a cruise down the Danube, Vietnam, perhaps a visit, you know, a world tour on a cruise ship, Vietnam. You kept him going, you kept him, you know, grounded while he was in Vietnam in combat, and he takes you back to Vietnam. How you doing, Judy?
I'm doing okay. When he went over there the first time, he left me with a 3-month-old son and pregnant with the next one. And I went to Portland, Maine to
a
live
3-month-old son
and
pregnant with another one.
Yes,
you know,
sir.
You know, Chuck.
Barefoot and pregnant. That was a deal.
You can't see what I'm doing, but I am shaking my finger at him. Okay.
So that was probably the longest year of my life. And the first time he went back with just a group of veterans, because I wanted him to have that time just to heal. And this time he insisted that I go with him as a present, like he said. And I had mixed emotions about that, but it turns out that it was a very, very good time for both of us.
Okay, Chuck, now you've been back to Vietnam before. And as I said before you all came on, a lot of Vietnam vets go back to Vietnam to kind of close that door or to complete that circle. I wish my cousin could have been able to do that. He left he'd been shot up really badly. Medevaced him. He kind of comes together in Japan, and then again, next time is in Texas, as many of them did, because they medevaced him out. He never left Vietnam. I mean, he went on to have a successful life, but scratch that surface, he never left Vietnam. I always thought it would be good for him to go back. How was it when you went back the first time?
Well, Lee Craig of Point Man Ministry formally invited me to go back with him a number of times. And I was one of those guys that said that will be the last place I ever go back to. And I had some attitude issues and whatnot. But I don't really know exactly what changed my mind, other than I read an article in the Vietnam Helicopter Pilots Association magazine that said the Black Stetsons are returning. And I was in the 1st of the 9th, the 1st CAV. And we were the unit that wore the Black Stetson Cav hats.
In fact, you knew my cousin.
And Rocket Roche was in the 1st of the 9th also. And I knew him. But it was a situation where I thought I might hook up with some of our other helicopter pilots on the trip and we could share stories and talk. Turns out I was the only pilot on that trip, but it was still well worthwhile.
Okay. Well, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and talk about what you saw then and then why you wanted to come back and take Judy with you. Because I find this really interesting. You know, we have so many of our veterans. And, of course, World War I veterans are so aged. And then Korean War. Now we're starting to have to see our Vietnam vets. They're in their 60s now, 60s and 70s, many of them. Or that next generation that we have that's coming through here. But the Vietnam generation, the Vietnam veterans also were treated in such a different way as our World War II veterans. Korean veterans were treated in, I think, kind of a haphazard way. But the Vietnam veterans, many of them came home to animosity and anger, as opposed to being welcome as heroes that they were. So, you know, and so with that, the cases, the amount of post-traumatic stress, of getting back into the way of getting back into society was impacted on. And we're just starting really to realize that, you know, 40 years later, the impacts that it had on this. So we're going to come back. We're Chuck and Judy Kinney. We're talking about Vietnam. We're talking about it's more than Vietnam. It's a man and woman's journey, a husband and wife's journey from combat and back into that battleground. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, this is Jana from Vintner Cellar in downtown Reading. I'm proud to announce that our ever so popular Christmas in July sale is right around the corner. Stop by and find out more about winemaking with your friends and how to save during our annual sale. The sale comes only once a year and will end on July 31st. I would also like to invite you and your friends to join us for our upcoming wine tour to award-winning DeCaro Cellars and Wild Card Brewery. This tour will be held on June 29th and usually sells out fast, so call today to reserve your seats. Finally, I would like to announce that our beautiful tasting room is now available for your next event. Birthday parties, girls' night out, business meetings, reunions, or just because. Call today to reserve your next party. Call 222-WINE or email us at info@222wine.com to find out more details. There are so many reasons to gather with friends and cheers at Vintner Cellar. Hope to see you soon.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the old sailor's rhyme, water, water everywhere, but not a drop to drink. That's only a problem if you don't have a water filter. The Patriot carries a full line of Seychelles water purifying and filtration products. From the compact 25-gallon capacity emergency pure water straws to stainless steel personal water filter bottles. Not to mention our popular, top-selling, BPA-free plastic flip-top squeeze bottle filters. Additionally, the Patriot also carries replacement filters and cartridges for your Seychelles product. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza next to the Round Table. If you're in Chico, you can find us at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Palo Cedro, we're in the Holiday Market Square. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfests? Huh? Tell me. Are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice-cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times are waiting. Grab some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Yeah, welcome back. KCNR 1460, Carl and the Bud. Good morning, 65 degrees. Here it is on June the 26th. It's got 65 degrees, a little more rain. You know, that's great. Rain is great. because tomorrow it's going to start getting warm, and by Friday, 101 degrees. And so we'll be doing the show in shorts. This portion of the show, by the way, is brought to you by Orchard Nutrition, in-store deli and Redding's largest selection of natural food supplements and health and beauty products. Linda shops there all the time. The North State's nutrition experts are at Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street right here in Redding. Give them a call at 244-9141. 244-9141. Joe and the family down there do such great work in the nutrition, and we'll be down there to help you. Okay, our guests are Judy and Chuck Kinney, and we talked a little bit in the last segment about he was in Vietnam. She wrote him a 10-page letter every day, sometimes two 10-page letters every day. He had left her with a 3-month-old child and pregnant for that year. Frankly, you are a goddess here. So anyway, Chuck had already gone back to Vietnam, on a trip with some other Vietnam vets. And he said, you've been so good. You've been such a rock for me is that I need to take you with me. And so what did you think when he said, I want to take you to Vietnam?
Well, I wasn't too thrilled. I thought more about Australia or New Zealand, but I was willing to go. It did so much good for him when he went the first time, and I saw what peace it brought to him.
Okay, now he was suffering from post-traumatic stress at this point.
Right. We didn't really know what it was.
Right. No, it had not been identified. Right. You just knew that, as my friend Bruce said, I just know I was angry for 20 years and gotten married 3 times. okay.
Right. So when he said, let's go, I said, all right, we'll do it. And it was a good experience because I got to see everything that he had been talking about for the last 20 years, because for the first 20, he never said a word about Vietnam. He kept it all hidden inside. And then for the last 20, I've heard just bits. And it was interesting to see the places that he talked about. And we traveled with other veterans, and most of them were on the ground where he was in the air. And so I heard so many stories about the war that we never heard when we were at home.
Well, I think that, because you're talking with veterans that were there who don't talk a lot about war. A lot of veterans don't talk about combat, and maybe to other veterans under certain circumstances. So what was the most, memorable part of your journey?
Well, he's going to tell you what was for him, but me, it was the children. I couldn't get over the little children all in white starched shirts. Education is so important to these people over there to get their children better off than they were. Every one of our tour guides talked about, they were all Vietnamese, and they all talked about having their kids in college. And that was true to me because I get my nails done down in Anderson and by a Vietnamese couple.
I think the Vietnamese own the nail businesses throughout, at least in California. Right. Is there anybody else have one? Okay, there's a few people that have.
They work 12 hours a day, 7 days a week, and this one couple have 5 kids in college. And he said that's why they came to the United States, because he wanted his children to be better off. And I saw that over and over, and it was magnified to me that these people care about their children, and they want their children to live a better life than
they do. Well, I think everybody does. Everybody wants their children to have a better life. I mean, if possible. I'm not talking about the mega rich. I'm talking about anybody that wants, you want to work hard, you want to get an education, and you want your kids to get an education so that they can take care of themselves and have a lifestyle that we have.
Right. Right.
So the children was the big thing for you.
It was for me. Yes.
And Chuck?
Well, that first trip in 2009, the thing that struck me and really turned my attitude around was the military does a wonderful job of training our fine young men to be combat warriors. And part of that process is actually training them to dehumanize the enemy. Well, what happens is you carry that with you when you come back. Well, when I went back in 2009, the same thing happened. I saw these people that loved their kids. What turned me around was a daycare center. I saw the little boxes for their little shoes and their little lunch, and they had their little chairs, and they had bunnies painted on the wall and flowers. And I said, these people love their kids. They only want what's good for their kids. And I said, they're just like us. So it rehumanized those people, and that was a real turning point for me.
I think that, and then, Yeah, Chuck already knows to say, okay, we're going to, Chuck says, oh, that's the next segment. Okay, we'll end early, Chuck. So we'll get back in time for the next segment. Hey, I'm standing here with Chuck and Judy Kenny. Vietnam veteran, went back in 2009 to come to some kind of closure, but then he wanted to take his wife back, who had written him 10 page letters every day that he was in Vietnam, sometimes two letters of 10 pages. And was this in Reading here?
No, I lived in Portland, Maine, near my parents.
Oh, so there must be more to do then.
That's it.
Was that it?
Did you go out? Oh,
yeah. Look at this tree. Okay, we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day and services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Are you beginning to notice the television is too far away and the menu in your favorite restaurant is printed too small? Hard as it may be, is it time for you to admit you really do need glasses, whether for distance, reading, or the glaring sun? Sight for Sore Eyes provides competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. Bring in any recent eye exam receipt and we'll subtract the cost of your eye exam up to $55 from your purchase of a complete pair of eyeglasses. Plus, you'll get a second pair of glasses absolutely free. Not valid with any other offers, discounts, coupons, or insurance programs. Some restrictions apply. See store for details. Sight for Sore Eyes has same-day service, precision-crafted lenses, and a large selection of stylish designer frames or budget-friendly frames. Fast service and reasonably priced eyewear. Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue next to Leslie's Pools. We accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, and we do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today.
You know, don't tell my husband, but our granite fire pit table from State Granite and Things is my favorite part of our home. I know as a woman, it should be our gorgeous countertops that they custom designed for our kitchen, but there is nothing I like more than a grilled steak, a glass of wine, and sitting around our amazing custom granite fire pit table. Making memories with my friends and family is priceless. Like I said, don't tell my husband. He thinks the granite fire pit table was his idea. Estate Granite and Things, 241-7866. 241 Stone.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot, 7:53 in the morning here. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Holiday Harbor. Have a staycation on the lake with Holiday Harbor. Check out their line of houseboats, ski boats, and jet skis. They have a package deal to fit any budget. Come on out and have fun and relax without breaking the bank at Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina. Check them out online at lakeshasta.com or give them a call at 238-2383. Holiday Harbor. You know, we've been out there. The boats are absolutely, houseboats absolutely immaculate. The people out there are so friendly. It's a great place to have a party for a weekend. Just go on out and just enjoy yourself and relax. Now I'm here with Chuck and Judy Kenny. They're here. We're talking about Vietnam, how he went back. But I also want to introduce David Culp, who is a longtime fan of ours, a listener, and the father of a really good friend of ours, Rhonda Culp, who stopped by today. And we've got, so David, welcome. Welcome here.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming by.
I love these two people so much. I had to come by. I'd go 80 miles out of my way for them.
What he said was he just said nice things about us right then. Anyway, thank you so much, sir. Okay, now, Chuck, you and Judy, you said, okay, I'm going to take her back. set this for us.
So after that trip back in 09, we figured out that 80%, or the fact is that 80% of the Vietnamese people are under 40 years old. So a lot of them never experienced the war. So when I went back in 09, there was absolutely no animosity, no anger, no problems at all. Hey, just bring your tourist dollars and come on back.
Yeah, we've got business. They got favored nation business status with us.
Exactly. So on this trip, we ended up actually at a former Marine base called Khe San up in I Corps. And you know about it.
It's a pretty famous base there. The Marines held on to for many long days. It was a big battle.
Big battle there.
A continuous battle for months.
They have now turned that into a military museum. They have a Army UH-1 helicopter there and a C-130 aircraft there. And we were actually, touring Khe San and taking pictures and whatnot. She and I were there. And lo and behold, there were 20 to 30 retired North Vietnamese Army officers there in their green uniforms, the ribbons on their chest, the stuff on their shoulders, and they're touring around. And so she and I just kind of stood over to the side. I didn't want to go into round two on any of this kind of thing, you know what I mean? But our Vietnamese tour guide says to them, hey, I've got four American veterans here that are touring Khe San. Oh, my goodness. It was old home week. It was family reunion. They came over hugging us. They were shaking our hands. Every one of them had to have their pictures with us. It was absolutely wonderful. And here our former absolute enemies are now hugging us, and there's no problem, no animosity. These guys were glad we were there, and I was glad I was there.
Judy, what did you think about that when this was happening?
Well, I thought to myself when we first saw him, I said, can we take pictures? And he said, no, no. And then we got to take pictures, and so it was like not only the children don't have any animosity towards us, but they're over the war, you know? And so it's time that we do, and it's sad that so many Vietnam vets are not over the war, you know?
I think maybe it's not because they're not over the war, because of the way we fought that war.
That's right.
I think if the hard part is like you said, is when you dehumanize your adversary. You know, one of my captains in Iraq had an RPG shot in the tail end of his Humvee. Luckily, due to the fact of the type of quality equipment they were using, it didn't explode. But it did go in and injure everybody in the Humvee. He hated him. You know, that was the hardest part, is getting people over the hate of your enemy. You know, don't hate. You can't fight if you're hating.
That's right.
We brought all of our people back from Vietnam, so many of them, and they would be in a combat zone, and then within 72 hours, they're back on the streets.
Walking the streets, exactly.
Within a week. And what kind of treatment is that for people? Plus, they came back to a nation that was, you know, was angry at the war, and had the only targets they had were the veterans. The people coming back, people didn't even say they were in the service. You know, they should be proud. So yes, that is a big part of the problem, is that the way we treated our veterans, and still treat our veterans in many cases. Mm-hmm. But going back, as I've heard in so many times, helps kind of ease that out.
It really was good for me, good for my heart. I've begun to share some of those experiences with other veterans, and I'm encouraging them to, talk to your brothers about it. And if there's any way possible, you better go now, because Vietnam is changing so much. They are building so much. They've got these 50-story high-rise Chicago, New York-looking buildings going on in downtown Saigon and Hanoi. You won't even recognize it, but it's a beautiful country.
Is it Saigon again?
South it's Saigon. If you're in Hanoi, they still call it Ho Chi Minh City.
They do, huh?
In Saigon, they call it Saigon.
You know what? You got to love capitalism.
That's right, exactly.
I mean, that's exactly what it is, or capitalism. And, well, you know what? Thank you so much for your story. It's an intimate story. And Judy, thank you for keeping him on the rock steady level ground here.
We are one in the spirit, and we finally got to share the one thing that I hadn't shared with him before, so the war in Vietnam.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for coming by, the both of y'all. And we knew that you were going back over again, this is a beautiful story. And I'm glad that it happened and it ended this way.
Well, it was a great time.
Well, you know, it's a, I like, I like stories with good endings, yeah. And so far. And I also like the fact that we've got David Culp here today. That's also, so we can say hello to him, so he can sit in here with us today and say hello and see what goes on in our little bit of madness here at KCNR and Free Fire Radio. Yeah. I know Linda's, you know, going, I wish I was there. She's got a lot of things she's doing today. Okay, when we come back, we're going to have Reading City Councilman Gary Cadd and Patrick Jones on. They are against trading this land, swapping this land for Turtle Bay for the hotel. Let's find out why. Let's find out why they are so opposed to this. And, you know, is there a way that they can make this happen? Under what auspices? But we'll be right back after these messages and after the news. Call Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Marriage supporters at the Supreme Court. A key part of a federal law defining marriage between a man and a woman is struck down, and another ruling paves the way for gay weddings in California. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live outside the Supreme Court.
The federal law limiting benefits for same-sex couples is now a relic. A 5-4 U.S. Supreme Court striking down a key part of the Defense of Marriage Act. Justice Anthony Kennedy writing, states are free to define marriage as they wish, and Congress denying that violates equal protection of legally married same-sex couples. It's met with huge cheers from hundreds of same-sex marriage supporters here. So, too, a more nuanced ruling striking down California's same-sex marriage ban. The majority opinion saying since the state did not defend the law, no one else can and therefore has no standing here at the Supreme Court. That decision leaving open the much larger questions surrounding similar gay marriage bans in more than three dozen other states, Dave.
Jared, reaction now from David Boies. He was an attorney for the plaintiffs in the Defense of Marriage case.
Brings us that much closer to true equality.
Now, the reaction also in California to the Prop 8 ruling. The lawyers for the ban's sponsors, the voter-approved ban that has been struck down, plan to fight so they limit it only to the two couples who challenged Proposition 8. Also, we are hearing from the Reverend Rob Shank with the Evangelical Church Alliance.
The Supreme Court has no authority when it comes to the nature of marriage. That authority belongs to the Creator.
And one other note, the New England Patriots have released Aaron Hernandez, who was led away from his home in handcuffs in the investigation of the death of a man outside his home a week ago. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Hey folks, Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. Right now, the rates on a 30-year mortgage are among the lowest that we've seen in decades. So we asked ourselves, what could be more perfect than that? Then we came up with the answer. The Amazing 10 Mortgage, exclusively from Quicken Loans. You see, with our Amazing 10 Mortgage, you get the best of both worlds. It has a low initial rate for the first 10 years, and it's a 30-year term. After the first 10 years, the rate may change once per year. It's perfect. The Amazing 10 Mortgage lets you take advantage of a super low mortgage rate for the first 10 years, one entire decade, till the year 2023. Today's super low initial rate on our Amazing 10 Mortgage is all the way down to 2.99%. APR 3.22%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit us at quickenloans.com. The Amazing 10 Mortgage. One more way we're engineered to amaze.
Adjustable rate subject to change. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Again, our top Fox story. The Supreme Court rules on gay marriage, striking down part of a law that denied federal benefits to same-sex married couples. In another decision, they cleared the way for gay weddings in California, ruling those who appealed a court's overturning of a voter-approved ban on gay marriage to not have the standing to appeal. Therefore, the voter ban remains struck down. An alternate, now on the sequestered jury at George Zimmerman's murder trial, and a juror has been dismissed for personal reasons. The testimony, meanwhile, continues. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown live outside the court in Sanford, Florida.
Dave, another neighbor of George Zimmerman, tells the jury she heard a boy's voice shout for help through that night Trayvon Martin was shot and killed, but the defense gets her to admit she didn't know for sure whose voice it was.
You couldn't see which of the two were speaking. So you don't know who had the higher voice or who had the more dominant, strong, argumentative voice by looking at them interact.
No, just two different voices.
Just that she assumed a higher-pitched voice belonged to a younger male, Dave.
Evan, an American behind bars in China, but not in jail.
Because I just can't believe all the stuff that's taking place.
Businessman Chip Starnes is locked in his factory, held there by Chinese workers who believe he's about to fire them. Speaking to journalists outside, he says in China, that is how you can do business.
They can hold you up for hostage or ransom or whatever you want to title it as, and until you come to some sort of common bond.
The 42-year-old from Coral Springs, Florida, says for a few days his captors prevented him even from sleeping. Now, with police near the building, he's being treated better. But he says he'll defy the workers' demands for severance guarantees. In Tokyo, Alistair Wanklin, Fox News Radio.
On Wall Street, the Dow's up 85 points, despite a report revising the economy's growth in the first quarter lower than first reported, from 2.4 down to just 1.8%. I'm Dave Anthony. Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, it is 8:05 on June the 26th. Welcome aboard. Savannah, who's here with us when Bad Bob's got, he's kind of got this week, he's doing a lot of different things. So, Savannah, what's the weather look like?
Well, currently it is 65 degrees, but it looks like it's going to get up to about 82, and there's going to be isolated showers, but even though it's only 65 degrees, it's going to get up to 100 degrees by the end of this weekend. So the weather is brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards right out there. A short trip out of Palo Cedro heading up towards Shingletown. Pizza night tomorrow night. That's right, pizza night. Get reservations 474-5546. Great meals, great ambiance, great service. Sporting clays and horseback rides all up at Anselmo Vineyards. And new fence. Let's go to our Wells Fargo advisors for our market minute this morning. It's Josh Wiley. Josh, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Well, markets do remain positive, but have come off the early morning highs. Currently, the Dow's up 77 points at 14,839, while the Nasdaq's down 18 at 3,366, and the S&P 500's up 7 at 1,595. Oil's down 23 cents at $95.09 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.56%. Gold's down $36.10 at $1,239, while silver's down 69 cents at $18.87 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, Kimberly-Clark is up 97 cents at $96.57, Facebook's down a dime at $24.15, and Qualcomm is up 46 cents at $62.26. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, thanks a lot, Josh. We have our Wells Fargo advisors on Monday through Friday at 710, 810, and 905 right here on KCNR. Local, you know what? There are local Wells Fargo advisors, you know, doing great work for all their neighbors. Give them a call at 243-7561. Wall Street is up and down. How can you tell what's going on? Ask Josh, Susan, Kathy, Chris. Ask them. They know what's going on. Again, 530-243-7561. Yeah, we're going to take a quick break here because I want to get as much time in here as I possibly can. Because we have Reading City Councilman Gary Cadd. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning.
Oh, turn them on. Gary Cadd.
Good morning.
And Patrick Jones.
Good morning, Carl.
You know, having them both here at the same time, you know what, pretty much negates that argument that they're both the same person, because people say, I've never seen them at the same time. Well, here they are. We've seen, we'll get a photo of them. Okay.
Gary's much better looking.
Savannah's going to get a photo. We're going to put it up on the website to show that there are two separate people here. Hey, and this portion of the show has been brought to you by Mount Shasta Springwater. Mount Shasta Springwater gets their water from their own protected springs at the base of Mount Shasta. Great water. We use them here and we use them at home. Give them a call at 1-800-922-6227 or check them out at mountshastaspringwater.com. All right. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to find out about their thoughts on the Turtle Bay land swap. We'll be right back.
6 p.m. right here on KCNR 1460 AM.
for On the Spot with Linda Bott. Find out what's hot and what's not. We talk about fun, film, fashion, food. Brought to you by Dandelion, Crackmaster, Mount Shasta Mall, Anselmo Vineyards, and Estate Granite. On the Spot, Thursday, 6 p.m., right here, KCNR 1460 AM.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals and an experienced staff who will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, this is Dr. Todd Royce, your downtown Reading chiropractor. Join me every second Saturday at 10 a.m. for Positively Healthy Radio. We discuss almost any health topic you can think of from a different point of view than a pill for every ill and a potion for every emotion. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Would you like to have more energy? Would you like to avoid the headaches, sicknesses, infections, and diseases that so many are seeming to get? We talk about all those topics and more every second Saturday. Join us at 10 a.m. on 1460 KCNR.
Help support conservative talk radio programming in the North State. We the People and Sovereign Minds invite you to our first ever banquet and fundraiser, Saturday, June 29th at Wind River Casino Event Center. Enjoy great food, live gun auction, and raffle, an opportunity to come together as a community, be informed, and make educated decisions that reflect conservative views. For tickets, contact Jones's Fort at 222-3223 or North State Consultants, Inc., 221-0101.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to one to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to one on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State, independent community talk radio for the North State. I need to say that more. Independent, locally owned, and we tell you our opinions, but then you tell us your opinions too. We have shows, over 20 local shows that give the opinions of our society here. Independent. Hey, and it's because people like Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call at 221-2642. Installation, repairs, emergency calls, routine maintenance. Martin is such a great guy and his people are great. They work on our house. They work in our friends' homes. They do great work. Check out homecomfort.org. on the net, or again, give them a call, 221-2642, Alliance Heating and Air. My guests today are Reading City Councilman Patrick Jones and Gary Cadd. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
Make sure we get a photo. We put this up to prove what we were talking about, our hypothesis that they are two different people. Okay. Y'all came in on today because we've been talking, the big question, it's continuously in the paper and on people's lips, Turtle Bay. If I can just set this up and tell me if I'm getting this right, but the fact is that Turtle Bay, the museum wants to build a hotel.
Correct.
They had the first time the labor board said fine, it's not going to be the,
Prevailing wage.
So they're going to, so it went on up, it was kicked up, it is going to be prevailing wage at the Sacramento level, it changed, wonder why. So that changed the whole deal. So then the idea was, okay, we're going to buy land from the city and have it appraised, but under the auspices of the lease. Well, that led to a lot of problems. We've already said that the unions have already threatened everybody with lawsuits. I mean, that's the word I used because that's what he said. He said, hey, Redding, stand by. Well, so then the idea was, am I getting this so far?
Correct.
Pretty succinct. Okay. So then the next one, the next, idea brokered by, I think, Rick Bassetti, mayor, as he put this together, was a trade for land. That there's land that McConnell Foundation has that they would like to trade. I think it's 80 acres that they have that they want to trade for 14.1 acres down in the Turtle Bay area down there.
I think they refer to that as unloading.
Well, anyway, but wait a minute. Without the comments, that was the idea, was that. And that the vote came up the other night, and the vote was to move forward in the sense of let's see what the appraisals would be. Is that correct?
Correct.
Have I caught everything else up on
that's
this?
That's a pretty good start. Me and Gary both have, you know, different opinions.
Okay. Well, let's hear your opinion here. Cause I've got, and I invite people to weigh in on this, in the chat room, of course, at kcnr1460.com or give us a call at 605-4567. But, okay.
You know, starting back, originally, why this didn't seem like it was subject to prevailing wage, cause with the project, the building of the project itself, there was no state, federal or local monies involved. And so it seemed like it would not be subject to prevailing wage. Once it was looked at with a little more detail and you see that the land that it sits upon is subsidized for a dollar a year, then it clearly falls within the prevailing wage issue. And so as we went forward, that was a concern for Turtle Bay, and they wanted at that point to see what they could do to get out of prevailing wage. And the reality is today that that does appear to be the case, that it is subject to prevailing wage. That's what the ruling has been. And now they want to purchase the land. Unfortunately, they want to purchase the land or trade the land with their current lease intact. Now, of course, the current lease is a subsidized lease. So the reality there is that if it is not sold at full market value, they're still going to be subject to prevailing wage. So I think there's
some. And that's where the unions came up. Now, their argument is hey, look, any way you look at it, we have a 99-year lease on this property.
Well, and we'll talk about that lease because that's important. You know, nobody in this town gets a lease for over 50 years. Nobody. We don't do that. And if you look at our records, we typically historically have 5- and 10-year leases. The city staff decided that with McConnell, fairly recently while I was on council, to extend their lease another 50 years. They're the only person that has such an event. Very strange, and it's not, I disagreed with it. I didn't support it. You know, that is public land. And the reason we don't have leases that go out that far, because things change and the public and opinion changes, and now we don't have the control over it. So, that was pushed by staff, supported by council in the last 5-6 years to extend their lease way beyond anything of reasonable measure. And I disagreed with that. That lease should not be that far. That lease should be remaining, I think, at about 15 years on their first lease and, somewhere in that range. So I disagreed with extending it out. Now we don't have full control over that property.
Well, let me ask you a question here, or let me put some of this in perspective. When you, you have fee simple and you have, lease land in Hawaii. Let me just use that as an example. Lease land is the land that's owned by the royal, you know, the family over there. You can't loan money, you can't borrow money on the property that sits on that, the house, unless you have X number of years in that lease. When you go below that 30 years, banks will not loan you money beyond that. If you've only got 10 years on the lease, you forget it. You're not going to get it. Was part of this a way is because they have put millions of dollars into the property?
Well, they have, and the public has. So don't forget about the public funds that, there have been tens of millions of dollars of public funds put down into that area. And their lease was a dollar. So the fact of the matter is, there's lots of people that have contributed, no more so than the public. And it's going to be subject to prevailing wage. Keep in mind right now, if Turtle Bay and McConnell Foundation want to build the hotel, they can do it right now. They have a 5-acre hospitality parcel. They can build that hotel right now. They don't need our permission. They have the approval already. They can build the hotel. It will be subject to prevailing wage. I think when it's all said and done, it's still going to be subject to prevailing wage.
Well, you have to realize also that back in December, they were just about Turtle Bay, had let their contract out, and all the bids had come in, and they had a contract to build a hotel. It was ready to go. They were off and running until the prevailing wage issue came up.
Well, yeah, but the first time the prevailing wage came up, it ruled in their favor. That's why they decided to go forward. Let's be fair with this. Right. And then when it went up to Sacramento and got changed, that changed the whole dichotomy of it. Right.
So all those bids that they had set up before and all the contractor and subs that were ready to go, everything came to a stop back in December. So now they're looking at,
and that was because of the added cost to it.
The prevailing wage.
Because let's face it, they didn't have people lining up to give them money to build this. I mean, is the way I understood it. That it was a solid plan, but in the economy and all that, are we going to get the money to do this? Well, they under the auspices of this is how much it's going to cost. They got the loan, and now it was going to go up. Whoever you listen to, anywhere from $1.5 to $3.5 million,
correct,
which kind of stopped it. Is this the way you understand it?
Yeah, and no one's saying it's easy to construct and manage a hotel. And clearly for groups like Mike Warren and Turtle Bay, that's not their expertise. It is for Sheraton and other companies. There are new hotels, motels going up in the Redding area. So they do have to compete. They also, to me, the issue comes back to fairness. Giving land away free, which is what they have today. They have 5 acres at no charge. Was that fair? I didn't go along with it the first time. I didn't think that was fair. And also, putting a motel at that location, only McConnell could get that. No one else in this town could build a motel at that location, and I guarantee you.
We'll come back after the week. Let me take a quick break. Our guests are Reading City Councilman Patrick Jones and Gary Cadd. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Don Shulman. On Sunday, have fun with us. We talk about timely things, more informational. We leave the politics to other shows.
I had the most amazing thing happen to me. I suddenly am 2 inches taller. I've lost 25 pounds. I can run around the block. And this morning, I discovered I could play the piano because I started listening to the Don Shulman Show.
Don Shulman.
Is there something wrong with him?
Clearly.
Every Sunday, 10 a.m. to noon, right here on 1460 a.m. KCNR.
I'm Jake Ryan. I'm with the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange. We opened up in February of last year. The first major decision I made on how to advertise and how to connect with my customers was airing spots on KCNR. KCNR was probably the best marketing decision I made. I was able to hook into my audience, the people that I knew would want my product fastest by using KCNR than pretty much any other element of my marketing plan. In fact, now that I've expanded, a lot of that has to do with getting to the customer that I needed to get to out in Corning. I still have people coming up to me and saying, oh yeah, I heard it on the internet. Without question, it's going to be the first element of my marketing plan. KCNR has made itself the lifeblood of my marketing. If anybody has any questions about what KCNR has done for my company, be more than happy to answer your questions. Come by the store. We're out there on 3637 Eureka Way. Or contact me at jake@thepreparedpatriot.com. The funny thing is my slogan is peace of mind today for less. And having gone with KCNR, I have that.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m.
Exploring the various roads to health with me, Alexandra Russo, and my husband, Dr. Dan Russo, as we discuss physical, mental, spiritual, and environmental well-being. We look at the whole person, body, mind, spirit, and environment. We believe health is an interconnected outcome of these four aspects of life. Our mission is to empower you with knowledge and support so you can begin to heal yourself and not become dependent on prescription pills. We want to help guide you on your journey to true health because your health is in your hands.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m. or listen on the web at KCNR1460.com. KCNR 1460 AM, community talk radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Hi everyone, I'm Sherry Silk.
And I'm Danny Silk.
And we are so excited to be joining the weekend lineup at KCNR Community Talk Radio. We have a new show Sundays from noon to 1. Danny, are you excited?
I'm excited. Living on Purpose is a brand new program. Our focus is to help build healthy families, relationships, marriages, parenting.
And we sure hope you join us.
It's Living on Purpose with Danny and Sherry Silk every Sunday from noon to 1 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. Good morning. Hey, 66 degrees out there, 8:23 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Redding Crown Motors, Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, Ram dealership. Right here serving the North State and, of course, Redding. Neighbors giving you great deals on vehicles. Service department is second to none. Head on down to 555 Cypress Avenue right here in Redding, or give them a call at 530-223-2177. Say that they, you know, they have the car, truck, or SUV that you want right there at Redding Crown Motors. My guests are Redding City Councilman Gary Cadd and Patrick Jones. All right, and we're talking about Turtle Bay. We're talking about the opposition to the trade. They've offered 80 acres out by REU, and frankly, I don't know exactly where that is. I've never seen it on the map. In trade for 14.1 acres plus cash. They offer, isn't cash part of this deal?
Well, if the appraisals come in to where that property is not worth as much as the property in Turtle Bay, then they would be offering, that's my understanding, they'd be offering money to bring it up. So to me, to be quite truthful, once you bring land into this issue, once the city takes that land, it's going to have prevailing wage on it. So what are we going to be able to do with that 80-acre property? And it's a hilly property. It's not flat. There's manzanita growing on it. There's no right-of-way into the property at the moment. They would have to construct a right-of-way to go into it. So the property isn't something that the city would be looking to want to absorb. There's issues that would have to go through LAFCO to bring it into the city. So there's issues there. The thing that needs to be done is we need the dollars. We need the money. We have unfunded pensions staring us in the face. And so the more money.
$300 million worth.
$300 million yeah. worth. They're going to be coming up in the next six, 7 years. So the more money, dollars that we have come in is going to be in the best interest of the city.
Well, then that leads us to the next question here. It's kind of like jumping a little bit, but that hotel and that complex there could be bringing in close to $1 million a year. To Redding, isn't it?
Well, and you have to.
900 and, let me see what the figures are here. They average $950,000 a year that Turtle Bay and a hotel restaurant would deliver.
I think we heard a very similar thing about the bridge and other things with Turtle Bay, that if we just built the glass bridge, that it would, fund Turtle Bay and we would have extra millions of dollars and all that stuff. And so, you know, and in fact, they built the bridge. $10 to $13 million of public funds used with that. That was my big contention with that, is that if McConnell Foundation wanted to build a glass bridge, I'm okay with that. But once you start involving public funds, we have a different story. We can't afford it. You take a look at the city's finances, and I guarantee you we can't afford it. But we're paying for it today.
And Carl, keep in mind, you're saying build the hotel. They have the right to build the hotel now. The city's given them that right on the hospitality parcel. So it's not that we're saying no to the hospitality parcel, because one of our motions was the 4.99 or 5 acres where the hotel would go.
And now everybody voted in favor of that, right? You voted the first time against it, but then the second time around, Patrick, you voted for it. Right?
My vision there was to hold tight at 4.9 as opposed to allowing a larger number. You know, and at a recent council meeting, Dr. Randall Smith came forward and questioned our vision about this project. And I'm going to question Dr. Randall Smith about his vision about this property. Do we see for Turtle Bay the vision of a hotel, an IMAX, condominiums? Is that what's best for the public moving forward in the next 50 years? I don't think that's the vision that I had. It's open space. It's about the river and the beauty of the river and natural beauty. It's not about putting a hotel there. Keep in mind, McConnell Foundation helping Turtle Bay, they, much like Wind River, could have off-site things that support their project and do very well. And that's exactly what Wind River's done with convenience stores and gas stations and hotels off-site. That's done very well.
Their hotel is on-site.
No, that is incorrect. Their hotel that's functioning today is off-site.
Oh, it's off-site, but their new one's
building
right
a
right
new
next
one.
To it. Yeah.
But that's their choice, and
that's their land.
That's their land. The Turtle Bay is not their land. It's the public's land, and it's what's best for that area moving forward. So, and we have to have the vision, Carl, for the next 50 to 80 years. So I take offense when we have someone coming forward and saying we want to do commercial development and we're not having vision I think they're completely off.
Well, is condominiums a plan here? I haven't heard condominiums. I've heard IMAX. I've heard something like the planetarium going down there. So it's kind of an educational area down there.
They have said supporting uses and did not let us know. So that means the public doesn't have the control of what those supporting uses are and would it be appropriate in that area.
The 14 acres they're asking for, where does that go? I know, of course, where Turtle Bay is. I know where the hotel is going to be down there. Does it go up past the Civic Center?
It does, and it goes over to 44, commercial property, essentially, along that line. Mm-hmm. You know, Carl, we don't have a lot of riverfront property to be giving away. Nowhere did this 5 or 14 acres is it listed on our surplus property list. It's not property that we should be selling. It's not property that we should be losing control over. It's property that is entrusted to the people of Reading, and it's our job to oversee that and have a vision for Reading in the future. I don't have a problem with McConnell or Turtle Bay doing a hotel. Do it at an appropriate location. Hilltop, we just got done spending over $12 million improving Hotel Row, if you will. Let's put it where it's appropriate, not where we have a natural museum.
But that place that they want to put their hotel is kind of like alongside the road, right?
It's in the parking lot.
Yeah, that one is set aside,
but there'll be more parking to be added.
Well, yeah, but that you've already voted on that. This is something they've got. They've already got to 4 point,
yeah, what, the
four, five acres. Okay, look, we got to take a break here. We can come back. If you have questions for our city councilman Patrick Jones and Gary Cadd, or get into the chat room and ask us here. We're talking about the land at Turtle Bay and the swap and the future of the Turtle Bay area. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460.
Outside the Supreme Court this morning, as they waited for historic rulings from the High Court, by a vote of 5-4, justices striking down a provision in the Defense of Marriage Act that prevented married gay couples from receiving a range of benefits available to heterosexual married couples.
The federal government of the United States of America is now required to recognize marriages of people of the same sex where they have been solemnized, made lawful in states that make them lawful.
Fox senior judicial analyst Judge Andrew Napolitano. The second landmark decision, which came down a short while later, basically clears away for same-sex marriage in California, holding that defenders of its gay marriage ban did not have the right to appeal a lower court ruling striking down that ban. This is a Fox News alert.
Hi, this is Jana from Vintner Cellar in downtown Reading. I'm proud to announce that our ever so popular Christmas in July sale is right around the corner. Stop by and find out more about winemaking with your friends and how to save during our annual sale. The sale comes only once a year and will end on July 31st. I would also like to invite you and your friends to join us for our upcoming wine tour to award-winning DeCaro Cellars and Wild Card Brewery. This tour will be held on June 29th and usually sells out fast, so call today to reserve your seats. Finally, I would like to announce that our beautiful tasting room is now available for your next event. Birthday parties, girls' night out, business meetings, reunions, or just because. Call today to reserve your next party. Call 222-WINE or email us at info@222wine.com to find out more details. There are so many reasons to gather with friends and cheers at Vintner Cellar. Hope to see you soon.
Often people say, once it's wrecked, it's never the same. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Is this true? Well, it depends on who repairs your vehicle. Some examples of our repairs that made vehicles better than new are a brand new 4x4 truck that pulled hard to the side. The dealer could do nothing because the frame did not match factory blueprints. A new sports car with steering pull. The dealer changed the alignment, then the tires, and then the tires and wheels. Nothing helped because the unibody was manufactured out of spec. A new pickup that sagged on one side. The dealer changed the springs, but that didn't change anything because the frame had a twist. A new luxury sedan with a 2-foot crack in the paint on the hood because the paint was too brittle. As you can see, we made these vehicles better than new. Imagine what our collision repair specialists can do for your car. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi, folks.
I'm Bob the Drop from Mount Shasta Springwater. Did you know our spring water originates from glaciers high atop Mount Shasta? As they melt, the water flows through miles of volcanic rock to our springs at the base of the mountain. Pure and natural, Mount Shasta Springwater is naturally the best and the official water of the United States of America. Give us a call today and ask about our special introductory offer. 1-800-922-6227. That's 1-800-922-6227. I highly recommend it.
This is Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane Society. The heat is upon us, and I wanted to remind everyone of how hot it can get in a car or the back of a pickup for our pets. If you see any unattended animals in cars in the heat, please call Haven Humane Animal Regulations at 241-2550 so we can help.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot, it is 8:35 on June the 26th. 66 degrees out there today. It looks like we're going to have a little rain. Weather's always brought to you, of course, by Anselmo Vineyards. Tomorrow night's pizza night out there. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. What can I say? Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for veterans, and discounts for seniors. Man's last stronghold. Our kind of place. Cypress Square Barbershop, Athens Avenue. Our guests today are Reading City Councilmen, no, man's last stronghold, Gary Cadd and Patrick Jones. We're talking about Turtle Bay, and we have a caller on the line. Kay, good morning. You are live on KCNR.
Hi, Carl. Hi, Patrick and Gary.
Hello.
Good morning.
I was wondering, how many rooms are they anticipating to build?
I think it's 125 rooms, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, I've been thinking, why can't they take over the motel on Park Marina?
That's an idea, but they seem to want to have their hotel within their complex on what they call their campus.
Well, yeah, that's really nice, but the traffic is terrible there.
Well, there's only one way in. There's no secondary access.
And that's the way you go in is the way you go out.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a good point, and that's going to be one of our questions, in fact, right now.
Yeah, I'm glad you're talking about it. Keep up the good work.
Well, you know what? We've had Turtle Bay on talking about it. Now we have the two city council members who are voting, that are voting against it. And we'll have the other ones on here soon, too, to talk about why they are in favor of this. But Kay brought up a real good point here. Access, ingress, and egress at the, down in Turtle Bay. There is one way out, as we all learned during 4th of July, rodeo and all that. Even though that they're really good at what they do about getting people out, there's only one way in and out.
Yeah, and that is between Channel 7 and the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce building.
Oh, you mean if you tore out the second place? You can do that in case there's an emergency. But I mean, just there's one way in and out. Is this a problem?
It is a problem, Carl. And like I say, no one would be able to get the approval for a hotel in that vicinity. If the rodeo grounds wanted to buy a neighboring piece of property and put up a hotel to help support their nonprofit, would it happen? And it would not. McConnell Foundation has great pull in this town, and they have seemingly an umbilical cord to City Hall. And this is moving forward because of that power. Keep in mind. McConnell Foundation is the largest landowner in Reading.
That's true.
And they have a tremendous amount of influence at City Hall. That's a fact.
Okay. But also, it was approved. The vote is that they could build a hotel there. That was a 5-0 vote.
Correct.
Okay. So, I mean, it's the whole city council said, if you want to put it right here, then you can put it here.
But that was on 4.9 acres.
Right.
Pay prevailing wage, build your hotel.
Okay.
And they said no.
All right.
And that was roughly 2 years ago that happened.
Right.
Okay, that was 2 years ago. This wasn't just been lately that we voted, that y'all voted
They can
this?
Build the hotel today.
Right.
And I move forward on that because what was going to happen was they were going to end up with a much larger chunk, which is what's on the table today. I'd like to contain it. It's not appropriate place, Carl, for a hotel. It's just simply not an appropriate place. And I think most people that are reasonable, it's nothing to do against Turtle Bay. There's appropriate places for hotels, especially a 4-star hotel, and that's not it. There is tremendous amount of public funds invested in that area. I can't tell you how much. It's probably pushing $100 million when you look at all the improvements to Dana to downtown and all the other things that we have there. It's tremendous. And it's not designed for a hotel to support Turtle Bay. They should do a hotel. They should do other things, just like Wind River has, but not down there.
Well, the Sheraton people seem to think it's a good place for a hotel. I mean, that's, they're backing this too, right? So.
They've approved it, and I'm not saying that it wouldn't be, popular and they could probably make some money. The question is it appropriate to build it in an area that's really a preserve?
So it's not the fact that it can't be a success. It's the appropriateness of it right here. And then the whole thing about, let's go to our phone lines are backed up. Charles, good morning. You're live on KCNR.
Yes, good morning. What do y'all think of some of the conflict of interest questions that have been raised concerning one of the council members as per, this controversy?
It's a good question.
Kind of a gray area to me, and a kind of a dark gray area to me, but having done some very extremely cursory research myself.
It's not illegal, what you're saying, but it's just a gray thing.
Well, I'm not sure if it. Well, I'd have to go through digging through, case law to find out if it if.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, Charles, we're getting close to a break, so I'm going to let them answer this.
What do they think of the conflict of interest questions that have been raised?
All right, Charles, thanks for, that was a good point. And by the way, that piece you wrote was really good too, Charles. Thanks, keep them coming. All right, before we take our break, gentlemen.
Well, Carl, recently we had an issue come before where we had a possibility of getting some funds to the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, which I sit on their advisory board. And a question was brought up by the Record Searchlight, no less, that there's a hint of a possible conflict because I sit on their advisory board. So I recused myself from that vote, and that project did not move forward. Here we have a council member Missy MacArthur, where her best friend is Judy Salter, Lee Salter's wife. And Lee Salter, of course, is the head of McConnell Foundation. Her business partner, Mike Ashby, is McConnell Foundation's attorney. And it's clear there's a hint of a conflict of interest. People have hinted that she should recuse herself. I certainly did in a time of openness and transparency, and I know Missy's all about that. That is a question that would need to be asked to her. So far, she has not recused herself.
I think part of the recusing thing is if you will get some kind of profit out of this deal. I think the bottom line. What you're saying is in the openness and transparency that if Missy is, indeed best friends with Judy Salter, I mean, I know the friends, I don't know if they're best friends, but that she's involved with that, then she should recuse herself.
Well, and she is a business partner. There is financial dealings with their attorney.
Turtle Bay?
With their attorney.
With the people surrounding Turtle Bay. There's a lot of people that surround Turtle Bay, though.
Turtle Bay's attorney on this project.
Okay. We got to take a quick break. We got people on the line. You got questions for our Reading City Councilman about Turtle Bay? Give us a call at 605-4567. We'll be right back after these messages.
Throughout history, herbs have been used for healing the human condition. Since the days of Hippocrates, the father of modern medicine, who also was an herbal healer, plants have found their way into our homes and clinics around the world. Join me, Arundel Spindelalis, every Sunday from 1 to 2 on KCNR as we discover an alternative way to bring you back to a better you. Our focus at NorCal Herbal Studies is educating the public on the historical applications of plants and the impact on your health.
Healing through nature, every Sunday from 1 to 2 p.m.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the old sailor's rhyme, water, water everywhere, but not a drop to drink. That's only a problem if you don't have a water filter. The Patriot carries a full line of Seychelles water purifying and filtration products. From the compact 25-gallon capacity emergency pure water straws to stainless steel personal water filter bottles. Not to mention our popular, top-selling, BPA-free plastic flip-top squeeze bottle filters. Additionally, the Patriot also carries replacement filters and cartridges for your Seychelles product. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza next to the Round Table. If you're in Chico, you can find us at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Square. And in Corning, we are in the Olive Tree Plaza, right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Hi, this is Jana from Vintner Cellar in downtown Reading. I'm proud to announce that our ever-so-popular Christmas in July sale is right around the corner. Stop by and find out more about winemaking with your friends and how to save during our annual sale. The sale comes only once a year and will end on July 31st. I would also like to invite you and your friends to join us for our upcoming wine tour to award-winning DeCaro Cellars and Wildcard Brewery. This tour will be held on June 29th and usually sells out fast, so call today to reserve your seats. Finally, I would like to announce that our beautiful tasting room is now available for your next event. Birthday parties, girls' night out, business meetings, reunions, or just because. Call today to reserve your next party. Call 222-WINE or email us at info@222wine.com to find out more details. There are so many reasons to gather with friends and cheers at Vintner Cellar. Hope to see you soon.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Reading Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, independent talk radio of the North State. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. 8:45 in the morning, this portion of the show, it brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. You know, competitive prices, senior and veterans discounts, locally owned, family operated, all employees, safety trained and service oriented. 530-365-3793, it's 365-3793. Chuck and Judy were here today talking about his Vietnam experiences and going back. Our guests are Reading City Councilmen Gary Cadd and Patrick Jones. We're talking about Turtle Bay. We've got Ruth Angel on the line. Ruth, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Carl, and good morning, Pat.
Good morning.
And
good morning,
Gary. Hey, I just have to say that no matter where you stand on this issue, the bottom line is that I've learned so much more through both sides of the issue, and I thank you both for bringing up your side of the issue. Don't happen to agree with it, but I just wanted to say I agree with you.
Nobody's perfect, Ruth.
I just love the fact that we're getting both sides of the issue. So my question is two things. That if traffic is the concern in that area for not building the hotel, then it should be a concern all the time. So when you have things like the Reading Rodeo and events at the center there, the Reading Convention Center, then traffic should be the issue, and in and out should be, you know, should be dealt with anyway. My other comment or point is that with regard to the parcel that's over off of Market, and I heard someone talk about why not put the hotel there. And I just have to say that I don't know what the vision is for this parcel, but it seems to me that what they're wanting to do with this hotel just is in line with the vision of bringing more people and being able to accommodate those people at the Sundial Bridge. And my hope is that, you know, that we can provide a prevailing wage if this hotel is built. So I'll just get your comments off air, but thank you both for bringing up the other side of the issue.
Okay. Hey, Ruth, thanks a lot. You know, that's what we're here for. All sides, and if, you know, both sides, and we throw a third one in there.
Well, so, you know what, when Ruth is talking about the traffic issue, and she's right, the rodeo grounds, how many days a year does the rodeo grounds, have traffic in that area there that comes in and out? It's not once a week or, every day. And if you have a hotel, you're going to be having more continuous traffic daily going in and out of there. We have different venues come into the Civic Center. Different shows come in, and we have a large number of vehicles and people that are in the area. They're there for a few hours, and then they move out again. Again, it's not on a daily the traffic would be on a daily area. So,
what are you saying? Is that we need another egress out of there?
Well, I mean, probably, we do. But having said that, we are getting by now with smaller traffic, smaller number of traffic days that we have in there. For a hotel and IMAX and the other issues would be on a daily basis, and you would have a greater number of traffic. Because you got a lot of traffic goes in there just for the bridge. People that walk the bridge.
Yeah, a lot of people go down and see the bridge. You know, from all over the world and see the bridge. It's a great tourist attraction, wouldn't you say, Patrick?
It is, but people also go all over the world and are all over the world at the convention center with Bethel, and they're also coming from all over the country to the rodeo ground. So there are competing forces down there and forces that deserve to be there and that have historic presence in that area, and we'd like to preserve those.
Okay, you're saying is that the rodeo grounds? Is that what you're talking about?
That is
about?
One of them. Mm-hmm. And, you know,
is the rodeo grounds up for in this part of this 14.1 acres?
Interesting, Carl, that they get a five-year lease. You know, every 5 years they get a five-year lease. Of course, Turtle Bay gets an extended 50-year lease. There's no irony to that.
If the rodeo grounds say, hey, we're going to put a $5 million enclosed arena here, sure. would they get a longer lease?
Absolutely not. Sure. I don't think they would.
Well, I got
think
one you're saying sure.
Well, for my way of thinking, sure they should.
Of course they should.
I would give it to them, absolutely. But if you think our city staff would allow it, I think you've got another thing coming.
And I think Patrick's correct. I think Patrick's right as far as what they would wind up getting. I believe they should have.
Yeah, if they were going to build a stadium there and they want, hey, to do this, we need a 20-year lease. Boom.
I'm fine with that. They've been there. Okay. They've been there forever.
Right.
I would support their efforts if they're going to build there or move to a new location. They're confined on space too. And so what you're starting to see, Carl, is a limited space with competing uses and who's going to win out. And if you start putting in, IMAX theaters and other supporting uses that are outside of council's control, you're going to force some of the others out. And I would rather not see that happen. I'd like to support what we have today. Keep that area as open space. We have lots of other areas for commercial activity, and we're not saying at all that they don't have the right to build a hotel. They do, and we'd like to see it. The question is, do they do it on public land? Because that's what they're doing.
Okay. We'll be right back after these messages for our last segment. I want to talk about failure or victory here. We'll be right back after these messages.
Ah, summer. Sunshine, kids home all day, company visiting. Cobwebs, dirty carpets, and those windows. Now's the time to give Service Master of the North Valley a call. Whether it's one room or the whole house, at Service Master, we clean carpets and upholstery, tile and grout, and strip and wax vinyl floors. From kitchen to bathrooms, call Service Master to keep up with your summer cleaning needs. Get rid of the dust, the dirt, the cobwebs, and even see through those windows again. Hey, it's summer, and the sun is shining. Call Service Master of the North Valley for a free estimate. 722-1101. That's 722-1101.
After the loss of a loved one, there's so much to think about. Costs shouldn't be one of them. For the compassionate care that you need, and at about half the cost of a traditional funeral home, Blair's Cremation and Burial Service at 241-3400 will give you the peace of mind and compassionate care that you deserve at an affordable cost. Serving the North State with direct cremation service and complete funerals. Call 241-3400 or visit online at blairscremation.com. Blair's Cremation and Burial Service, 5530 Mountain View Drive, Reading.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Are you beginning to notice the television is too far away and the menu in your favorite restaurant is printed too small? Hard as it may be, is it time for you to admit you really do need glasses? Whether for distance, reading, or the glaring sun, Sight for Sore Eyes provides competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. Bring in any recent eye exam receipt and we'll subtract the cost of your eye exam up to $55 from your purchase of a complete pair of eyeglasses. Plus, you'll get a second pair of glasses absolutely absolutely free. Not valid with any other offers, discounts, coupons, or insurance programs. Some restrictions apply. See store for details. Sight for Sore Eyes has same-day service, precision-crafted lenses, and a large selection of stylish designer frames or budget-friendly frames. Fast service and reasonably priced eyewear. Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue next to Leslie's Pools. We accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, and we do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today.
Sweetie, my hands are full. Can you get him?
Yep.
And I still want to hear about your day.
Oh, today was nuts. Back-to-back meetings. Wish I could have got home earlier. How was yours? Were you able to close that deal?
Kinda doubt it. I called him Will, and his name is Steve.
Ooh, that's a bummer.
Everyone's busy. Fortunately, there's a fitness club that gets it. Anytime Fitness, the club for busy people.
A 24-hour gym offering new equipment in a clean and friendly environment next to Holiday Market in West Reading.
Well, I won't.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Hey, tomorrow we got Alexis Ashby, the author of Standing at the Altar in Your Underwear. She is a wedding planner and all this, so she'll be on tomorrow. We'll talk about that. Of course, we're going to be talking Obamacare, the NSA, Second Amendment, the fact that our elected representatives. You know, we talk about the Supreme Court taking away the, a part of the Voting Rights Act by saying is that, you know, that because people, things have changed and people are represented down in these 14 states. I'm not sure we're represented here in California, Northern California, because none of our votes count. Our guys can stand up there and scream and yell and nothing happens and our votes don't count in the presidential election. What, where's the fairness in that? But that's not what we're talking about now. today we're talking about Turtle Bay. I've got Reading City Councilman here, Gary Cadd and Patrick Jones. Are both of you going to We the People and Sovereign Minds banquet?
Yes.
This Saturday?
I will be there.
I'm the co-host, so I better be there.
There you go. Saturday, June 29th at the Wind River Casino. Starts at 4:30. We've almost sold out here.
Yeah, it's a great
up. Spots for another 20 or 30 tickets.
Yeah, we can get, they can come
put another
see me
table.
Or they can call North State Consultants and, we still have a few more tickets to go. We're almost there though. It's going to be a great event. We're getting great response and, we're going to raise money for conservative views and ideas moving forward. This is going to be an annual event and, I wanted to really thank you, Carl and Linda for, helping us with this. What you provide here at 1460 is something that is not found anywhere else in the North State. It's an opportunity for guys like myself to get the truth out the way we see it, not the way the paper delivers it to help sell papers. We say it the way we see it.
Okay. And okay, let's go back to this question on, well, you know what? That's why we're here. Independent talk radio station that we get. We value everybody's comments, but you know, these are great shows and we want to keep these lines open on these shows. Gary, Turtle Bay, with all this stuff going on, I think they've said if they don't get another funding source, Turtle Bay to close.
I do not want Turtle Bay to close. In fact, I made that statement at the last Reading City Council meeting that most museums are funded by a foundation. The city of Reading is not a foundation, but McConnell is a foundation. And it would be very nice if McConnell would fund Turtle Bay that needs to be done. Build the hotel on the 5 acres, the hospitality parcel, which is already in place. If they have to pay the prevailing wage, it's law. Whatever the courts are going to do on that one. I do not want to see the city of Reading drug into a prevailing wage lawsuit, which we would be if this comes to that. But as far as Turtle Bay closing, no, I do not want to see Turtle Bay close.
And the same for me. I don't want to see Turtle Bay close. I do want to send Mike Warren on a long vacation unpaid by the taxpayers. That would be nice. Let's talk about a real topic about liability for the city and this deal. And there's only two things, and we get ourselves into some pretty serious issues with taking on new responsibilities and debt. The hospitality parcel. They build the hotel on the hospitality parcel and pay prevailing wage. That eliminates liability for the city of Reading. If they want to buy that 4.9 acres at full market value, that eliminates the prevailing wage issue and eliminates the liability with the city. Anything outside of that, any swap at a reduced price creates a liability for the taxpayers that is not appropriate for us to be put in that position. Now, Turtle Bay has come forward and McConnell's come forward and said they'll indemnify us. And we've seen what happens with indemnifications. They go south quickly when money's on the line.
You know, the thing with it is the people, when Patrick and I ran, when Patrick ran was elected, then when I was elected, we both raised our right hand and swore to uphold the Constitution of the United States of America and the Constitution of California. And another part of the thing that we have is that we are representing the people of the city of Reading. And Patrick and I both believe that the stands that we're talking about here are best representing the people.
Okay. Well, you know, we've had, like I said, we've had Mike Warren on, and we've had a couple others from the Turtle Bay board there. We want to have them on again because this is a new aspect of it, and we'll have them on again and to talk on with the new part about the land trade in this. I think Turtle Bay. This is just me. I like Turtle Bay. I think we need places like Turtle Bay. We need the bridge. We need other things. After you go to see other cities, it's so good for our. It's good for us, but it's good. It's nice to have it, but it's got to be in today's climate. Of the economic problems we're having is to make sure it works for the taxpayers here, because when it gets down to it, Turtle Bay is great to have, but I also want to have police on the streets. I want to have roads that are fixed. I want to be able to have those facilities.
You hit it right on the head, Carl. Those are nice things. Can we afford them? Look at our debt. You'll see the truth.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot for listening. We'll be followed by Mike Huckabee, and then after that, Agenda 21. This is Carl on the Bot, KCNR 1460. Independent community talk radio for the North State. Turn in tomorrow, 7 o'clock in the morning. It's going to be exciting as usual. We'll be right. Like I said, we'll be followed by Mike Huckabee. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Have you recently changed jobs? Are you about to retire from your company? At Wells Fargo Advisors, we're with you when it's time to make some important decisions about your retirement plan. Don't be among those who end up giving back about a third of it in taxes and penalties. Instead, let Wells Fargo Advisors help you handle your lump sum distribution wisely. Our experienced financial advisors can offer you a retirement plan analysis to help protect your retirement money from taxes without sacrificing its growth potential. For a personal approach to investing, contact Wells Fargo Advisors. In Reading, call Wells Fargo Advisors today at 530-243-7400. 561. That's 530-243-7561. Wells Fargo Advisors LLC, member SIPC, is a registered broker-dealer and a separate non-bank affiliate of Wells Fargo & Company Investments in securities and insurance products. Not FDIC insured. No bank guarantee. May lose value. Wells Fargo Advisors Financial Network LLC, member SIPC, is